So Anya and John, we're at a civic conversation, and it's been hosted in Queens tonight. Could you tell us what the event's about, or what it's meant to be achieving?
This is one of a series of civic conversations that's been had in Belfast over the past year. And myself, Dennis Stewart from RSA Ireland, and Anya had a meeting in January, a few days after the failure of the Hassell-Sullivan talks to gain agreement from the five parties. And we suggested perhaps we should have a civic conversation and let citizens have their voices known and heard about the Hassell-Sullivan proposed agreement.
What makes it a civic conversation? I mean, you're not expecting a riot, so of course it'll be civic.
Well, I think civic really means citizen. It means ordinary people who not necessarily are politically active, just ordinary people who have an interest in issues, and we've discussed many issues in these civic conversations, but this is perhaps one of the more difficult issues, and perhaps contentious. So I don't know how it's going to go. I just hope people are able to respectfully share their views. Unlike other previous civic conversations, we've actually asked people to brief themselves on the document beforehand, so we can have an informed discussion.
So they've all read the latest task proposals to
inform
their appetite.
Yeah, to inform the debate and have a considered view. We're not expecting agreement. I don't know what we're expecting, but hopefully it's going to be an interesting and enlightening conversation tonight.
And what do you think will come out of this, Anya? I mean, what's the output? Is a set of people in a room thinking? Is it going to change how Northern Ireland reacts to Haas, or what's your hope?
Alan, for me, this is giving people a safe space and a comfortable space to speak their mind and to share what is on their minds. And very often in Northern Ireland, we think of people or citizens as being rather passive and not caring about what goes on out there. But I believe, it's my belief, that they do care very deeply, very passionately, but they're not quite sure where to bring that. And perhaps we're seeing that with falling voter turnout. You know, we've seen that trend continuing now for quite some number of years. But this has given them an alternative, a place where they can actually say what's on their mind and speak for themselves, because citizens have a mandate to speak for themselves. We're just giving them a space to come and do that.
Do you think people outside of the civic conversation will listen to, you know, you're really hoping that the people who are at it will kind of go home and then talk to others about it and spread their ideas, otherwise
That's the general idea. If for me, if this inspires people to have a closer look at what goes on around them, to critique the society that they live in, the type of governance that we have, and their role within that as well as citizens, and to inspire others as well to think and do the same, then that has been a worthwhile exercise. And that's how we begin the process of effecting change. From small acorns grow mighty oaks, and this is the beginning of a process. And already I believe that we're seeing results, and we'll see what happens tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
So about 50 or 60 people will turn up and start to... They get to the kind of talk around tables, don't they? And
then yes, it's a World Cafe style initially to encourage people to share ideas, reflections on the Hassell-Sullivan proposals. Then a very long tea break, which hopefully conversation will continue. And then into the second session, we pull out the themes that have emerged from the group and focus on those for the second half. And then we produce a report at the end, hopefully some media publicity, press statements and so on, and your own good work as well. We'll spread the message, because this is effectively a model that could be replicated to different communities and different issues, actually. But it is, as Anya said, it's about empowering citizens, giving them a safe space, and it's good to talk.
It is. I hope it goes well. Where can people find the results or find out about other events?
They can go on to the International Futures Forum website, or indeed contact me here at Queen's University Belfast, j.barry@qub.ac.uk, and I can forward them the deliberations from tonight.
Okay, John, Anya, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's great. Thanks, Alan.